comes to meet his friends this year should be a special schus for Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, Leziva Kogan Bekarov, Chana Reza Basmeir Rivka, Leida Kali, Ale Bari Vishalim, Mach Ivar Vishasagidab, Lerichos Yam Vishalim Tobos. We thank the sponsor of this year. And also it should be a special schus for Yaakov Dov ben Dabra Kohen, Yishmatzlech B'chol Asher Yaseh, Ubin Yuchad ben Mivchon Habar. We're going to be learning with Hashem, the Indian of the Mitzvah of Shem and Amishchan, Asiyah Sa'aron, based on the Sefer Har Ephraim, Maseches Horius, written by a Goyin Rabbi Ephraim Zev Garboz Zatzal, one of the great Chanicha Yeshiva Chevron. It says in the Gemara in Horius, also in Yud Aleph and Beis, also in Croesus and Daphei, Tana Rabban and Shem and Amishcha Shasa Moshe Bamidbar Hayu Shulkin Boy Esa Ikrim Vikuloi Kayam Loosid Lavo. So they would take the Shem and Amishcha and they would cook it in the various herbs to give it a good smell, and it completely remains in the future. Shenamar Shem and Mishcha Kodesh Ye Zeli Lidoros Sechem. This holy anointing oil is going to be for me, for the generations. Tosis in Nazir Mem Zayin Amud Aleph writes that from the time that the Shem and Amishcha was put into Geniza, they no longer were able to make other shemen. It says Yezeli v'lo acher, only this, no other shemen. As Zoyet Geshav the Rambam, Perish Mishnayis Reish Krisis V'da Shlo Nasim Menu L'Olam V'lo Yaseh L'Masha Osa Moshe Bilvad. This is the only shemen there's ever going to be, the one that Moshe made. According to this, it would seem that Asiyas Shemen HaMishcha is not a mitzvah ledoros. It was only a one-time mitzvah, and so writes the Rambam in his Shoroshim to say for our mitzvahs in the 10th Shoresh, V'chein kach lecho b'samim rosh lo yimoneh. So we're not going to count the mitzvah to make the besamim, to make the Shemen HaMishcha with the besamim rosh, because it's only a one-time mitzvah. We are going to enumerate the mitzvah to anoint the Kohen Gadol and Malachim. We had recently a shir on this, what exactly the gather of the mitzvah is. Is it actually to anoint the Kohen Gadol and Malachim? Sometimes the Rambam seems it is, sometimes it seems it's not. So you can listen to that shir. However, we have to be ma'ayin in the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Mikdash Reish Perek Aleph. It says there, mitzvah se'esei lasos shemen mishcha, she'amuchan ledvarim she'tzrichem mishicha bo, she'nemar v'asis also shemen mishchas kodesh. So you see from the Rambam here that there is a mitzvah to make the shemen hamishcha. Mitzvah se'esei lasos shemen hamishcha, she'amuchan ledvarim she'tzrichem mishicha bo, so it should be prepared for those things that require mishicha. However, the Rambam in his Perash Mishnayis and Perak Tes of Menachas writes, "Lefisha hakol maskim she'ein osin shemen hamishcha ad sheyichle ma'ase Moshe Rabbeinu." Everybody agrees you don't make shemen hamishcha until what Moshe Rabbeinu made was finished. So it seems from the lashon of the Rambam that it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu's shemen hamishcha was finished, and then they would finish, and then they would need to make another shemen. However, we have the new edition of the Perash Mishnayis has a different girsa where it doesn't say that, as we learned in a previous shir. And also from our Gemara, it seems not like that. And we have the Rambam and his Perash Mishnayis increases, and in Tosas in Nazir, it seems that it's a one-time mitzvah. That's it. Kulo kaim lo sid lavo. Ein mol nor ein mol, just one time you make the Shemen HaMishcha, and that's it, as the Israelis say. Now, the mitzvah of Asiyah Sa'aron, the Rambam didn't enumerate in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Megillas Esther, and say for a mitzvah, Sharish Gimel, and mitzvah says Lamed Gimel. He writes that the reason the Rambam didn't enumerate Asiyah Sa'aron as a mitzvah L'doros is because we never have to make an Aron. Why? Because that Aron that Bezalel made is Kaim L'doros. Shenignas. That's it, that's the Aron. And then afterwards it was put into a storage. However, it would seem that the Megillas Esther is not correct. Because in the Shemen HaMishcha we can say that since there's a Haftacha, there's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's Kulo Kain Losid Lavo, as it says, Yezeli Lidoro Seichem. That's only a one-time mitzvah. But Gabe Aron, it doesn't say it's only going to be a one-time Aron. So maybe they'll need to make another Aron later on. For example, if it breaks, or if it gets lost, like the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvah Mitzvah Alamed Gimel Ayin Sham. In the Mechilta, in Parashas Yisro, it says as follows, and this is going to be not like the Megillas Esther again. The Megillas Esther said that it's a one-time mitzvah, and it's not l'doros, and we're going to see from the Mechilta that it is. It says there, Elohei Chesef, Lama Ne'emar. V'alo Kfar Ne'emar, Elohei Zav. What do you mean? Elohei Chesef, Elohei Zav. It already said Elohei Zav, and Elohei Chesef for. Matam Elohei Elohei Kesef. We see all of the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash that if we don't have gold, we use silver. Shemani Av Kruvim Ahiru, even the Kruvim Kain are like that. Tam Lomar Elohei Chesef. Shimeno Nosin Shel Zav Arem Kelohei Chesef. It says Elohei Chesef that if you don't give Zav, then they are like Elohei Chesef. They are like gods of silver. In other words, the kruvim you are not allowed to make of kesef, only of zav. Other kalim you can make of kesef or zav, but the kruvim bedafka, it says Elohei kesef, if you don't have zav, then they're like gods of kesef. So we see lahedya that there's a metzias that they're going to have to make on aron and a kruvim ledoros. Kruvim on top of the aron. So Megillas Esther wanted to say that there's no mitzvah of Aron Ladaros. You see, here there is. It's telling you how to make the Kruvim. And if we can have a special tzivui only to make it of Zav. And the truth of the matter is that the Ramban is correct, that he writes that there's a mitzias that they should make an Aron Ladaros, like where the Aron was broken or lost. And it would seem that the Rambam also agrees to this, and not that he didn't enumerate the making of the Aron and the Cheshbon HaMitzvahs. It's because the Rambam is L'shitaso and Sefer HaMitzvahs Mitzvahs Esei Chof, that Asiyas Kelim Ben Mikdash are included in the Mitzvahs Esei of the Asu Li Mikdash. And they are all part of the Mikdash, and Memela, the Aron, certainly is part of the Mikdash. That's the Iker of the Mikdash, that's Be'etzem Goyrim, the Shem Mikdash, that's what brings in, I mean, you can have a Mikdash without the Aron, but that's the primary part of the Beis HaMikdash is the Aron. It says in Tosi Shanim and Yumim and Dalad that the reason the Ol Moed and Oven Givon are not included in the term Mishkan is because there was no Aron there. And the Torah says Mishkan she omed b'mishkimishpatu b'kedushaso she Aron b'veis kodesh hakadoshim. A proper Mishkan has an Aron. And Oven Givon they didn't. It's not called. It's not a proper Mishkan. And the Tosefta at the end of Zvachim, it says, what's a bomas tzibur? Not a mishkan. Oel moed, not to evain sham aron. If you have an oel moed, if you have the mishkan, but you don't have an aron, does heist, that's called a bomas tzibur. And in the Yerushalmi, in the Erste Perek from Maseches Megillah, shtait, zeu simen, kol zman sha'urin bifnim, abumas asurais. As long as you have the aron, bomas, in the mishkan, the bomas are asur. No Aron, then you can make your own personal altars. So you see again that the whole Aron is a primary part of the Mishkan and even the Mikdash. And the reason it's not included in this as a separate mitzvah, written as a separate mitzvah, is because that's part and parcel of the Mikdash of mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. And indeed, the Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvahs was very bothered why they didn't make an Aron Bevayis Sheni after the Aron was Nignaz. The Aron of Bitzalel was Nignaz Ayin Sham. And it would appear based on what we learned about the Shemen HaMishcha that we're not allowed to make any other Shemen HaMishcha besides the one of Moshe, so we can also explain why we didn't make an Aron in Bayis Sheni after the Aron of Bitzalel was put into storage with Nignaz. Because we have to look at what the Ramban writes, that if the Aron breaks, they made another Aron. How did the Aron become holy? B'menes Kadesh Aron. We pask in all Kelim that Moshe made, Meshichas and Mikdash and Mikadosh and Mikadishasan. The Meshicha, the anointing of the Kli, gives it Kedusha, Mikan Ve'elach. After Moshe Rabbeinu did the first original Mashiach of the Kelim, how are you Makadesh Kelim now from here on in? Shteiken Gemure, Avodasan Mechan Chasan, the Avodas Mechanech inaugurates the Kli into the Avoda of the Kli Mikdash. And it says in Shavuos Dav Tezvav Amid Aleph, the Ladoros, the Kelim are not Miskadesh, only with Avoda and not with Mashiach. As it says, Asher Yishar Subam Bakoidesh, Hakasuv Talon Bisheirus. So it says Yishar Subam. The pasuk says it's all about Sheirus, about service. So how is it inaugurated into the realm of Klei Mikdash? The answer is when they do proper Sheirus. And so writes the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Klei Mikdash. Now we have to understand then, how is the Aron Miskadesh Ladaros? You can't do it b'mishicha, because the pasuk excludes the Aron from Echi of Mishicha. All Kalim aren't Miskadesh b'mishicha. We can't do it b'mishicha because it's only a one-time thing, as we saw in Shavuos. Only the first time they were anointing them with oil. And you can't be mechanech the Aron with avoda, because there is no avoda in the Aron. What avoda are you doing with the Aron? Similar kash we have in Tosishanim and Yuma 39a, who asked, how do we find that the kalpi, the box in which they put the lads, how do we find that's a klisharis? Klisharis avodasim mechanchosam, and here there's no avoda. Hagrol is nishkan avoda. So it would appear that we could be mechadesh that the Aron was miskadesh ledoros ayidei mishicha. And that the pasuk says, asher yishar subam ba'kodesh, hakasav tzolam b'sheirus, that the pasuk says, dafka, if you're serving them only the first, that after the first time it has to be b'sheirus and not b'mishicha, that's dafka other klei shares that are there for sheirus. And on that the pasuk says, asher yishar subam ba'kodesh, mashen kein, the Aron that isn't there for sheirus, there's no service with the Aron, that is included in this pasuk, and it's miskadish ladaris ayidei mishicha. And according to this, mifarshtein zeir git, we understand very good why they didn't make an Aron in the second bias after the Aron of Bezalel was nignaz. That since we learned that the Aron was miskadish ladaris ayidei mishicha bevayis sheni, when they put away the Aron, they also put away the shemen amishcha. And you're not allowed to make another shemen, like we learned in the Tosis and Meseches Nazir. And since there was no shemen amishcha, we couldn't make an Aron by a sheni, since there was no way to be mekadeshit. And one Gaon said that it could be that the nesinas haluchas ba'aron, that's the sheiris, that's avodasim mechan chosam. And according to that, we can also explain why in by a sheni they didn't build another Aron, because there were no luchas. So we have two reasons, gevaldik, why they didn't make an Aron in Bayis Sheni. One is because there was nothing to anoint it with. There was no oil. So how's it going to be holy? Or because the mechadech the chinuch is by putting the luchas in, and there were no luchas in Bayis Sheni. And you should know that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot writes that it's a mitzvah lasses Aron veKaporos, it's Masher Mitvarev, that Kaporos is Ma'akev ba'Aron. They're both, they're both considered one kli, and Lechor would appear that the Kruvim are also included in the Kaporos. It's Miksha, Min HaKaporos, it's made together with the Kaporos. And look in Yom HaValef Amid Beis, there are five things that are lacking by Shenar Kaporos, Kruvim Eish, Shechina Ruach HaKodesh Vermitum, Zot Rashi, there are more than five here. No! Aron Kaporos veKruvim Kula Chada Milsa, the Aron, the Kaporos and the Kruvim are ala ein zach. And so is Mashmah Yerushalmi in the third perek, Halacha Gimel. That's, they're all one. Aron, Kaporos, Kruvim, ein sham. And according to this, it emerges that lo'olam, you can't make the Kaporos from other types of metal, like other klisharis that you can make with other types of metal, since the Kaporos is made together with the Kruvim. And the Kruvim you can't make with other types of metals, as we saw in the aforementioned Mechilta. And it could be, very well, that the Aron also you can't make from other types of metals, because it's also one Kli, together with the Kruvim and the Kaporos. It says, until Sishanim and Yumalam and Zayinam and Bey is the name of the reed, that you're not allowed to make one Kli, half Zav and half Kesef. It's an all or nothing deal. So if you're making the Kli of the Kruvim is Zav, everything has to be Zav. The Alpizeh, the Lashon of the Rambam, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Peisach Bechira in the 18th halacha, Zera Meduktok, HaMenorah V'Keileh, V'Hashulchan V'Keileh, V'Mizbeach HaKteres, V'Chol Klei Sharis, Ein Osim Osan, Ela Min HaMateches, the menorah, kelim, shulchan, and its kelim, the menorah and its kelim, the shulchan and its kelim, the mizbeach haktoris, and all clay sharis, you're only allowed to make them from metal. Wait a second, where's the aron? The aron's missing. There was once a great violinist. They asked him what the secret of making great music is. He said, it's not the notes you play, it's the notes you don't play. It's not what the Rambam says, what the Rambam didn't say. Where's the aron? But based on what he said, it's very beautiful. Because the Rambam is saying you can make them in a mateches, all types of metals. As he says there in Halacha Yates, that if they're rich, zav, if they're poor, other metals. But you can't include the aron kaparis and kruvim, because you're not allowed to make them from other metals, only from zav, like we said. And that is very beautiful. We should all be zelchem, it's Hashem. Lilmodu l'lame lishmar v'las l'kayim is called divrei salmu tarasu b'yahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.